Hey guys, this is Alex Boone. We're here at the San Francisco Zoo having a blast. Rumor has it that they're going to name a rhino after me. Follow me. Let's find out.
Would you like to do the giraffe kiss?
Absolutely.
It's part of initiation here. There you go.
Yeah, you enjoyed that too. Come on. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay, let's do it.
How much longer until he is full grown? Are we allowed to pet the horn? And we're going to become friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name? Do you guys ever have a problem going in that room? So he doesn't like me. Is that what you're telling me?
How old?
Is he shaking? How fast can they run? Really? Does he get like water from a bottle? How many times a day do they eat? Oh, what?
What's the white stuff on his back?
Penguin poop.
Oh.
I don't peel it? I'm sorry, I did not mean to wake you up. That was wrong. Does she just eat him whole? I just want to give him a hug. Am I allowed to?
How many fish does she eat a day?
Oh, we just became best friends. You guys are crazy, I love it. How many bananas will they eat? Did he just pee on us?
He did a little bit.
He just peed on us. Do they have teeth? So is there like a technique or a method? Do they ever get in like grudge matches? Watch him come back out with something to throw it at me.
Fecal tests have been unreliable.
Ah, I know what you mean. Oh, is that his real name, a blue tongue skink? Is the tongue blue? And Bettini's just going to keep staring at me, huh?
Yeah, she's waiting for you to give her her brows.
She's waiting for what?
I would say his poop shoveling skills, A. His feeding skills, A. And I think if he quits his day job as a niner, we'll offer him a job here as a keeper. He's got potential.
Well, this is fun. We ought to do this again.
Absolutely. Anytime you need someone to go pick fish out and throw him the polar bear, you call me.
I will. That's all there is to it.
I feel like they're more got on the ground than up there.
No, you did very well. A lot of keepers have trouble with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta come back and work at the zoo. 100%, I'm gonna be honest with you right now, we're about to go see a rhino. I don't think I've ever been so excited in my entire life. That is a beautiful creature right there. I'm scared a little bit, but I wanna thank the 49ers Foundation for their support with youth, children. And I also wanna thank the zoo for letting me be here today. Awesome time. I'm so excited. I just want to touch the rhino. I kind of want to wrestle, but they won't let me, but we're going to find out.
And black rhinos are the most aggressive out of the five species of rhinos, and they're known for just plowing on through everything and taking out stuff, but then they'll go back and they'll investigate, like, oh, what did I just do?
What did I do? What did I ruin?
Whereas everybody else is like, okay, now I'm going to go.
We're very similar. We don't like a lot of people around. It's just, you know, very fitting, but like I said, very humbled and honored to have a rhino named after me, hope I can make him proud.
I think what strikes me the most about the two of them is they both have this inner sweetness. You know, despite being very large man and animal, they both have this very soft, lovely core that make them an animal that's really loved here, and clearly a teammate that's really loved by his team.
I don't think he likes me on camera. He's kind of like me, more just kind of doing my own thing. So, I got to feed him, got to pet him, very soft face, the horn, unbelievable to touch that. Just an honor and a blessing to have such a beautiful animal named after you.